Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
You know, there are many qualities of light, but one quality that continues to fascinate me is that complete darkness cannot be sustained when there is any light present. Well, yes, of course it's true that the light can be put out, extinguished, but an outside force or act must do that. The darkness itself cannot put out the light. The lights of a city on a hill are a beacon to others, our scripture says. So also a lamp is meant to light an entire room, not just a tiny space under a bushel basket. When we were baptized, each and every one of us are called to be light bearers without regard to age or economic status or intelligence or education, our health or our natural gifts or abilities. You know, in our rite of baptism, the rubrics, the instructions, say this, quote, a lighted candle is given to the newly baptized or to a sponsor in the case of a young child as a representative of the congregation. And then the pastor or whoever gives the candle says, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Here in Matthew 5, Jesus makes the connection between the light and righteousness in the world explicit. Oh, and by the way, let's not forget that whenever we read the word or hear the word righteousness in the New Testament, it's generally not merely about doing good things or doing things that are right, but doing things that establish and maintain right relationships with God and other human beings. Here in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus declares that we are to be like the light of the city on the hill, that uncovered lamp. We are to reflect the goodness of God so that others might see that shape of God's goodness and be grateful to God.